Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. You are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I'm your host, Ellen Hartwell. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Before we get going, I do have an announcement to make. Next week only, Tuesday, we won't be live at 3 p.m. We will be live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So mark your calendar or whatever. Of course, you can always upload, download, sideload, whatever it is, the show later. But just so you know, we'll be on at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time next Tuesday instead of 3 p.m. our normal time. After that, we'll be back on at 3 p.m. We thank you for your patience. Hope it's not an inconvenience. And you can download it if you want to listen to it later. Just wanted to tell you so you don't wonder what in the world are these two up to. But anyway, next week, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, one time only. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. I would like to introduce you or reintroduce you, as the case may be, to my wonderful co-host, my dear friend, my confidant, my advisor, my mentor, my friend, John. How are you today, John Warren?
I'm really good. I take all of that and I'd be like, thank you for the compliments. I'm not mentor. I don't want to do mentor. Guru. You could say guru. I like that.
You're not a guru, John. Any more than I am.
I know. I'm just trying to get under your skin. I'm very happy to be here. I'm happy to do this. This is the week I've been looking forward to. I'm not even sure what I'm going to say, but this is, I think, the reason why we started doing the Ten Commandments this week. Am I
it
right
is.
About that?
Yeah. Yes, because you mentioned this to me.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And I thought, oh, John, we should do all 10 of them. And you said, okay. So, yes,
yeah. You
were the inspiration. Yes, yes. So that was great. So often, John, you'll say things and I'll go, John, we could do a show on that. Why don't we do a show on that? And I don't think you've ever said no to me. I think sometimes you've gone, okay, don't know where you're going with that, but okay. But we always let her rip, tater chip. So off we go. Yes.
Well,
today's
if I may compliment you back, Ellen, I will just say you rarely, I mean, it's not like you're saying we should do a show on, you know, the history of fish and chips or something. I mean, they're always in the ballpark of metaphysics of the topic that we enjoy talking about. But we could do a history of the fish and chips, you know, if you want to, just saying.
We could turn it into something metaphysical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We could. We
it's
could.
True.
But I don't really want to, John, frankly. No.
Me either.
Maybe down the road we'll do a show on fish and chips, just for giggles.
The history of fish and chips. It has to be
the history.
Of it, so. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you do it. I'll listen. Yeah.
Good call.
Okay, moving right along. Anyway, today's topic is thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. That means any other human, by the way. We're all connected. We're all neighbors. So thou shalt not bear false witness. So you won't say something against your neighbor, anyone else, that is not true. You won't gossip about them. You just won't lie about them or spread information that isn't verifiable, and even then it's probably better to keep it to yourself in most cases. So why is that important? I mean, we know not to lie, and we know we shouldn't talk about other people unless we're going to be positive about it, unless we're confiding in a good friend and we need to vent, and then we end up on a positive note, and only people you know wouldn't repeat your vent. But it's so interesting to me, John, how easy it is to fall into that. It's so easy to fall into, did you know that Jane, blah, 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 blah. No, really? Yeah. Are you sure? Oh, yeah. I saw it. Really? Uh-huh. It's juicy, it's titillating, it's gossipy, and it's easy to fall into. And one of the things that I do when it's not somebody close to me, I'll say, wait a minute, you know, if you want to talk about Jane, let's do a three-way and get Jane involved, and then we'll talk about it, okay? Do you know how most people really don't want to do that? Uh-huh. Because it either isn't true or it's embarrassing that you're talking about that person or whatever. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is a really good way, if you have a gossiper in your life, to say, okay, let's talk about our neighbor Jane. But let's get her on the phone so that she can hear it too and defend herself if necessary. No, I don't think I want to do that. Okay, well then, let's talk about something else. It's a good way to stop some of that stuff. But bearing false witness, lying about somebody, and spreading it around, some of these things go viral, and the damage that is done, especially when it's not true, but even when it is true, is hideous. It's just hideous what happens to people who have had false witnesses born, whatever it is, against them. So think about just current events. Now, I'm not going to name names, but let's say there's somebody who other people don't like, and so they make up these incredibly horrible stories about them. Oh, he's drinking children's blood under a pizza parlor. Or, oh, you know, she diddles little boys or little girls or whatever. Gosh, I want the facts on that, because even just saying that about somebody, yeah, there are people who are going to glom onto that, believe it, make it viral, Photoshop things, and Lord knows what else they do out there these days. And pretty soon, we have a bunch of people believing that it is true, when it never was true, isn't true, it's ridiculous, but they'll believe it because so many people are saying it and drawing attention to it, and people get hurt by that. The best case scenario is their feelings get hurt. Worst case scenario is people lose their jobs, people lose the respect of their neighbors, their friends, their coworkers, and we go up from there. I don't want to get too much closer to that, but you all know what I'm talking about. Those kinds of things are damaging, hurtful, yes, and damaging and wrong. So unless you know for sure, I mean, you have the facts, and unless you saw it with your own eyes or heard it with your own ears, and even if you did, I'd stay quiet about that kind of stuff. Now, there's an exception. If you know, you've seen it, that somebody's hurting somebody else, yes, of course, report it. But don't spread it around like peanut butter on your sandwich, because it's unfair to that person. Let the law take care of that if it's true. Excuse me. And if it's not true, shouldn't be saying it anyway. Okay, we get it. From a metaphysical point of view, ladies and gentlemen, to be doing that kind of thing, spreading gossip, spreading lies, just getting into a conversation that may be titillating but isn't very nice and probably isn't true or usually isn't true. Again, I'm not talking about confiding in a friend that you know won't say anything, but I'm saying just gossip about people and being nasty about your coworker or your neighbor, whatever. From a metaphysical point of view, what you have just done is lowered your vibration. You know, there's an old saying, get your mind out of the gutter and leave room for mine. Okay, I don't want my mind in the gutter, and I don't want any room for that in my life, so I am diligent about keeping an awareness, because I don't want to lower my vibration. There are things I'm working on manifesting. I'm not going to manifest jack poop without a high vibration. Hold on a minute. I'm so sorry. I have a cough today. I'm sorry. So when we lower our vibration, which gossip lowers your vibration, lying lowers your vibration, spreading things that aren't true, or maybe they are true, but you still have no business spreading them around, you've just lowered your vibration. And so things happen when you lower your vibration. You're not going to manifest as quickly, if at all. And you are creating for yourself a mental equivalent of negativity. If I say, oh, you know, that John Warren, you know, I happen to know that he blah, 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 blah. Pretty soon that person tells somebody else and somebody tells somebody else, and pretty soon it's gone viral in some way. And, yeah, that can hurt John. But it also hurts me, because you know what's going to happen? Someone's going to be nasty about me, spread false witness lie about me or say mean things about me. You want to say something to me, you say it to me. Come to me and say, you know, I think you're about as metaphysical as an onion. I'll go, okay, there are times when that's true. But don't spread that around. Come to me with it. Go to the person that you feel you need to say something about and say it to them if you must. But don't spread it around because it will come back on you. Yes, it's karma. But even more importantly, it's you're sending it out. And you're impressing that on the plasticity of the mind of God, Spirit, Universe. It will come back to you. It just will. Do you want that? Do you really want to lower your vibration, create events where people are talking about you and being nasty or mean or lying about you? Of course you don't. So don't do it. And sometimes that's so easy to say and hard to do. It's easy to get, say you're at work and your coworkers are talking about your boss. Now, you and I know your boss is a royal pain in your neck, and you know your boss is not fair, and you know your boss doesn't know what your boss is doing, so he or she delegates it to everybody and then takes the credit for it. Yep, that's horrible, and I wish that wasn't happening. What do you do about that? You can change that, you know. You can refuse to gossip about the boss. You can hold that boss in your mind as someone who is probably, maybe not, but probably, doing the very best he or she can in the moment. And you send that person the highest good thoughts. Like, okay, I'm going to hold you in high regard. I'm going to speak to you with respect. I am not going to gossip about you. Guess what will happen? You will have a much better relationship with your boss. You won't be in with the co-workers' gossip, and therefore you're protecting yourself from gossip. And what did you do? You hired your vibration. You raised your vibration by holding someone that you may not like at all in the highest regard, because at their best self, their authentic self, that's a good person. So let's do that. Let's practice that together for a while, when we're tempted to say, oh my God, can you believe, blah, 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 blah. Let's go, you know what? Instead of saying that, let's say, well, he doesn't delegate as much. Or let's say, maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. Maybe we can help him or her, whatever. But find the good and expand the good. Get rid of the bad, because bad expands just as fast as the good. So why not expand the good? Bearing false witness is a kernel of negativity that will come back to you. Is it wrong? Is it unfair to other people? You bet it is. Of course, it's horrible. And you're hurting yourself, because it will come back to you in some form or another. Maybe somebody won't say something nasty about you. Maybe somebody will say something nasty to you. But I would guarantee that if you're involved in that kind of thing, bearing false witness, it will come back to you in some way that you would really rather that it did not. Don't lower your vibration. When people say, ow, you're no fun, you don't want to talk about Jane anymore, or John, or Tom, or Dick, or Harry, it doesn't matter. When you refuse to do that and you say, hey, let's think of something good about that person, because there's got to be something. They're going to look at you deer in the headlights like, what's wrong with you? And you go, no, this is a practice that I'm doing. I want more positive in my life, so I'm going to be more positive. I'm going to find the good. Now, we have a big demonstration of that just recently, where some people that really shouldn't be having a lot of clout lost their clout. A lot of talk went around, but people at their authentic self chose to have someone leading them in this country. Yes, I'm going there, John. It's okay. Leading them in this country that makes sense, that is presidential, that to the best of my knowledge doesn't lie, and will lead us into a what? Yeah, you're right, a higher vibration. Now, whether you voted for Biden or you didn't, or whether you like him or you didn't, I think we could all agree that he is more presidential. So find the good in Biden and let's move forward. We've seen that happen. Most people said, no more of this. We want someone who isn't embarrassing. Okay, we got that. We manifested that in consciousness, country, race, mind consciousness, group consciousness. We manifested that. So if we can do that, what else can we do together by practicing, I'm not going to gossip, I'm not going to say bad things about people, and I'm especially not going to spread around horrible and hideous tales that I don't know whether they're true or not, but they're horrible, about either famous people or my neighbors or whatever. I'm just not going to do it, not because I'm such a good person. Please don't think that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not. I don't want the repercussions of it. I don't go and rob the local bank, not because I'm such a good girl and I don't want those millions. I don't want the consequences of it. I'm too smart. I don't want those consequences, so I don't do it. Same with anything else. Look at the consequences of what you are doing, what you are saying, and remember the power you have with your spoken word. When you bear false witness, you are using your power in a negative, low vibration way. And when you choose, and it is a choice, when you choose to do the opposite, oh, see how much better that feels? See how much better you are doing within yourself? And you watch, you will manifest more quickly. You will bring in more positive vibes. It's a simple equation. Positive attracts positive, negative attracts negative. I don't know about you, but I want all the positivity I can get my hands on. So, don't lie. And don't lie about people and spread malicious gossip. And don't be afraid to stand up and say, I'm not doing that anymore because I don't like how it makes me feel. And I don't want the repercussions of it. So, John, that's what I have to say about not bearing false witness from a metaphysical point of view. That is how I feel about it. I know that you're champing at the bit. Let her rip, tater chip.
I don't know that I'm champing. Is it champing or chomping? I guess it's champing. At the bit.
I have no idea.
I feel like you covered most of it. It's interesting to me, Ellen, because I mean, I was talking about it. Anybody who listens to this show or knows that my other job is in the entertainment business. I live in Los Angeles, and so I work on things. And this is where this came up to me, because I feel like we have been, why this idea for this was bothering me. And I was like, isn't that a commandment? Aren't these people bearing false witness in a willy-nilly matter? And isn't that a commandment? And it had to do with someone that I had an acquaintanceship with that is a known person. And there was just stuff going around that was just not true. And it was like, wow, I don't think that's true. Now, that seems crazy. And I'm not going to name the name. I'm not going to name the person. I'm not going to, you know, say what it was. But it was in that, like, people are underneath the pizza parlor and QAnon. And, you know, it was in that category of, they have to go to another country because they don't prosecute certain crimes in that country. And so they got a secret passport. And it was like, wow, that person's not perfect, but that person's actually pretty nice and in real life. And I know this from my own personal experience and from the experience of people that I have worked with over many, many, many years in my other business. And that's when it was, I remember this a while ago, it was over the summer, I think. And it was like, I can't believe how much I'm seeing about this. Because, and it is crazy on its face, and yet, and it wasn't that, because trust me, the people that were being talked about have scads of money. They're not, you know, a bad day for them is in the luxury, man. You know what I mean? Like, don't worry about it. They'll be fine. What I was thinking about, like, was how does this, bearing false witness in a willy-nilly manner, and that's what I was interested in terms of metaphysics, meaning I'm not associated with that person. Let's say I just decide to start saying things like the president of France is, you know, drinks children's blood. It's known because I saw it on the internet. And I just start saying this over and over again. I'm not in any way connected to the president of France. I'm not even sure who it is. Or the prime minister. I don't know. I can visualize the guy. I have him in my head. And I just start saying things like that, just willy-nilly. And because I started genuinely thinking about this, what is the effect of this in terms of manifestation and metaphysics? And then it occurred to me it was one of the commandments. Like, this is in the top 10. Now, these 10 commandments, if you know from the old Bible, the Torah, or what we call the Old Testament, if you grew up in the Christian tradition, or the Torah, if you're Jewish, or even if you're Muslim, people of the book. We are all people of the book, meaning that book or the Quran and the Bible or the Quran. If you grew up in one of those traditions, there aren't only 10 commandments. There are hundreds of them. But there is a top 10. And I thought, okay, this is one of the top 10. The God of Moses decided this really needed to be emphasized. And don't do these things. And one of them is, don't lie about people. And like you said, you covered this on a little, I think you touched on it. There are lies that are okay. I'm not going to, tell a person who's in horrible suffering that, I'm just not going to make their suffering worse, by saying something. And we all know examples of that. But to lie about another person, to bear false witness, and I think this is really important, because I think one of the reasons it's in the top 10, so to speak, is because it is corrosive in a way that maybe isn't obvious. And this is what I've been thinking about this. And this is where I think about it. Because thou shalt not kill is, you kind of get it. Like, oh, yeah, no, don't do that. That's immediately bad. Thou shalt not, steal. You kind of get it. We get it. It's immediately bad. There's some other ones. Thou shalt not have any God before me. That just feels like important to say. Source is source is source. Like, don't believe that, don't confuse your rosary that you have on your desk, like I do, with source. It's a symbol of source. So that's a good reminder. These are all important. But the subtle seduction of filling up meaning in my life by gossiping about other people it's quiet and it's subtle, and it may not be that obvious, because there came a point in the last 4 years, I'm not going to be as blunt as my beautiful cohort partner on this show, Ellen, but I'll be as blunt as I can be. The interesting thing about the last 4 years, and it's not like this didn't exist before then, and it's not like the profession that we all know what I'm talking about doesn't traffic in levels of dishonesty, because it does. On all sides, it's bipartisan dishonesty. It's part and parcel of how they win, frankly. But having said all that, in the last 4 years, the idea of wildly lying about people and doing it willy-nilly, like just spraying things out, just, boom, not implying or, maybe that other guy, my opponent is sort of suspicious in this area, or doing things that have to do with sort of the competition of living in a democratic society. That is one thing. But just willy-nilly implying horrifying things about people, and not like minor lies, horrible lies. Like, it started to really get under my skin, in particular last summer, and that's why I wanted to talk about this. And I think, Ellen, that you touched on it because, and I mean, you touched on all the important aspects. The biggest one is, if you are studying metaphysics, and you are trying to evolve yourself, because that's finally what we're doing. Now, along the way, what we do is learn how to manifest a car, maybe, or we learn how to manifest a love affair that we want, or we learn how to heal something in our bodies that needed to be healed, and we practice that. But at the end of the day, it's all about expanding your consciousness. It's all about remembering who you are, which is an expression of source. That's what this is all about. If you are in that journey, and if you're listening to the show, you're on the journey. I mean, period. I know that without a doubt. Or you wouldn't be listening to this show. You wouldn't be reading books about it. You wouldn't be in any sort of spiritual. You wouldn't be doing this. If you're listening to the show, you're on that journey somewhere. Somewhere on that journey. I know that automatically. At the end of the day, it's about growing. It's about growing and remembering who you are, that you're connected to source, and that you are a prince or a princess. You are a queen. You are a king. You are that. You are at the vanguard of an expression that has nowhere been expressed before. It's never happened. You have never happened. Furthermore, this moment has never happened before. And if you get aware of that, and then you're sharpening, you're at the tip of the spear. You go, ooh, what do I want to create here? That's all that we're really doing. But one of the things that can stop that and blunt that, and it's subtle and it's quiet and it sneaks up on you, I have noticed this. And the reason why I did, because I started thinking, how often do I do that? I've met that person on a number of occasions that is all over the internet now being trashed. And part of it was sort of, yeah, there's some reality to that. Part of that's true. But it quickly became house arrest, deportation, molesting children, all sorts of just vile things that are just not true. Now, the people expressing that, if I do that, that's the lesson here. I am diminishing myself, and it's a spiritually axiomatic truth is, the truth will free us from fear. That's what it will do. The truth will set you free is axiomatic, but what it sets us free from is fear. Maybe not even suffering, but it sets us free from fear. When someone says the truth will set you free, what you are being set free from is fear. So it's axiomatic that it's on the other side of that is, lies will trap you in fear. And I promise you, those people that are trafficking in that either are in fear and they're making it worse, because, man, invariably, the biggest traffickers in stuff and in bearing false witness against your neighbors. And in certain contexts, since the first Tuesday in November, the neighbor is the country and is everybody who lives in the country. Bearing false witness about what actually happened, it will trap you in a kind of bunker, in a form of bunker, in fear. And we don't want to do that. And it's simple. If all you're working on is the new car, and I actually am working on that this week, so that's why it's on my mind. Sort of, what do I want to do? Where do I go? What makes sense budget-wise? I need to get a new car soon. And so I'm manifesting. I'm practicing that. It's very simple. It's very material. But I want a good new car that is affordable to me, and yada yada yada. So it is about. I'm also expanding my consciousness. And if I start lying about people, because my life feels a little empty, or I'm afraid to live in the truth, or I don't know what, any 100 things. I made a series of mistakes, and I feel bad about it, so I'm going to lie about the neighbor lady across the street. And I'm going to start bearing false witness because it feels like it fills in some gap. It makes me feel a little less afraid. And gossip actually feels like it's connecting to people. Isn't that the trick of it? Isn't that the thing that's so subtly seductive about wanting to gossip about people? Is you feel, oh, yeah, I know. Do you know that thing about her? She does this. She shaves her feet and like, la, 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 la. Like, that.
Come on, John, you promised not to say that.
But it subtly feels like we're connected to each other, but we're not. We're disconnecting even further and further. We're going down the rabbit hole of fear. And the further you get into fear, the less you are going to manifest what you consciously want. You are going to manifest. I always want to say that, and I know I'm almost out of time, but I want to say that we are going to manifest people who traffic in false witness against their neighbor, which is everybody, which is all of us, will end up in manifesting something. It often looks like a foxhole or a bunker, but they will end up manifesting something, or craziness. Honestly, the other thing it often looks like, I have noted, because I've been thinking about this since the summer, it looks like disconnection from reality. Mm. But they do manifest. Sometimes they manifest illness. It does express itself. Know that. And we don't want to do that. And I think there's a reason why the God of Moses, the source, the book that we're talking about in this section of shows that Ellen and I are doing, put this in the top 10. It's 8 or 9, depending on your tradition. But it's in the top 10, and I think it's one of the reasons is because it's so subtly, because it will sneak up on you. It will, when we start casually lying about other people, the corrosiveness doesn't feel immediately like it's doing any damage. In fact, it kind of feels good. It's kind of a sugar donut. I've gossiped and felt like, I kind of feel better. I'm glad. And then I realized after a while, no, that was corrosive. That's about me. That's stopping me from growing. That's stopping me from enjoying my life. That's stopping me from expanding. And the goal, if you're listening to this show, is to expand your consciousness and remember who you are, which is an expression of source. I am now done.
Fabulous, John. Don't forget, people, wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance. And do not bear false witness against COVID by not wearing a mask. Have a wonderful day, people.